Welcome to the Just Being Honest podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Just Being Honest podcast with me, Ever Cristiano. Welcome to episode 17. How are ya? How is your weekend? How's your day going so far? It's a little late. It is just about 7:30 p.m. over here. And I got work in about an hour and a half. Yay. No, I'm not excited, actually. This whole weekend, like I said, I've been painting and getting my room ready, like I mentioned, last week. And, I realized how, out of fucking shape I am. I mean, holy shit. I have to really start working out. My back is aching, my legs hurt, my feet are hurting, just all around I'm in pain. I was sweating my ass off the entire time, and, I didn't even move yet. That was just painting. So that's next week. So I'm sure I'll be feeling amazing next week while I'm dripping wet with sweat and out of breath every 5 minutes. Yeah, that's going to be a real good look. Should be fun, you know? I'm hoping my brother's gonna help out, or I need one person. I mean, I only need one other person, but ideally, three people would be, including myself, would be obviously ideal. The thing is, I hate asking for help. Like, I'll get it done one way or the other. I'll get it done, but like I said. I'm sorry. This whole weekend, like I said, I was doing the painting, and now I have to get to work, so I'm losing my mind. But what was I saying? I'll get everything. You know what it is? The whole thing is that I like to get everything finished in one day. Not painted. I'm not really talking about that. I'm talking about moving. So when I rent the truck and shit next week. So actually, this is the last week here in this apartment. This is the last podcast being done in this apartment. Next week, a Memorial Day actually, will be my 18th episode in the new place. I'm excited. But like I was saying. I like to get everything done in one day. Everything put away in its proper place. I mean, just literally one day, move in, clothes put away, curtains put up, shelves put up, TV mounted, just everything, if I'm being honest. I hate boxes laying around, bed not put together properly, you know, things like that. Like, I'm talking, I want fucking frames hung on the wall. I got my boy Joey, one of my favorite goddamn pieces in my apartment now is my Obey print signed by Shepard Fairey himself. that my friend Joey Bohm got me on my 30th birthday. It's definitely one of my favorite pieces in my entire apartment. So that will 100% be the first thing I'll be putting up, probably. So, yeah. That was my weekend. How was yours? I've seen lately, another thing I want to talk about is, I've seen a lot of, wedding things lately, on Facebook. And, you know, in general, I've been hearing about a lot of people getting married, this and that, whatever. And I used to want the whole wedding thing, the big party, the big guest list, asking my brother or a good friend to be my best man. But I don't feel like I used to. I don't really see myself getting married, to be honest. But if I did, I'd get way too into it. I'm talking like full blown cliche, picking the perfect flowers, going over the seating chart. Essentially, I would take over the entire show. I have a little bit of an OCD problem. It's not bad to the point where, like, you know, if something's out of place, I get like literally nauseous, because there are people out there like that. I like specific things, and you know, I do definitely get a little anal about certain things being in certain places. But like I said, I'm not gonna, if I come home one day and something's turned to the left and it's supposed to be straight or to the right or something, I'm not gonna freak out and have a goddamn, I'm not gonna lose my mind. But, you know, weddings, I don't know. I mean, does it really mean anything anymore? It's one fucking day. It's not like it used to be. It's not like it used to be back in the day when it actually meant something. And, what's it called? Sorry, I'm smoking a goddamn cigarette. I gotta quit this shit. That's another thing on my list of things I need to get done, aside from moving in and shit like that. But you know what's going to be good about this move? I'll go back to the wedding thing real quick in 1 second. There's a little detour, but I got to quit this smoking cigarette shit. It's disgusting. And moving into a house where I cannot smoke into, nor do my roommates, they don't smoke at all. So it's going to definitely help. And they're probably going to ridicule me about it the entire time while I'm there. So that's going to be fun. But yeah, I gotta cut out the smoking shit. Anyways, all right, back to the weddings. It's not like it used to be back in the day. Back in the day, like I said, it meant something. It was taken more seriously. It was literally until you die. You're with that person until you die. Now it's like you get married just to put on this fucking parade, and then whoever's getting married, they're getting divorced 6 months later. It's like, oh, live with the person first or something. It's a lot of commitment, and I just don't see it anymore. I used to, oh my God, like a fucking 16-year-old girl. I was like, oh my God, I want to get married so bad, and I wanted to have kids and all this, and honestly, none of it is appealing to me anymore. Even having a child, honestly, no offense, obviously, to people who have kids, but, you know, this is my podcast. This is me talking about me. This isn't me talking about you, all right? So don't take no goddamn offense to it, all right? Calm yourself down. I don't know, man. Waking up, and I guess when they're babies, I mean, they're pretty simple, but they're crying shit. I don't know. I would lose my mind. I don't know. I just, honestly, I don't know. I guess I'm in that point in my life where I don't know exactly what I want. Career-wise, I kind of do. I mean, I kind of want to do this the rest of my life. But, I mean, you know, having a podcast show is not the biggest revenue. You know what I mean? I'm not pulling in dough like I should be. So that's all in due time. So eventually, I mean, hopefully I would. Because when I was a little kid, I always wanted to be a disc jockey, which is kind of odd. I think I've spoken about this before. In like episode one, possibly, but yeah, I would like to, you know. So what the hell was it? What the fuck did I go with that? Yeah, the kids. I don't know. I can't see having kids right now. And I mentioned last time, I think, how I was saying I don't want to be an old parent, and that was the reason why. At this moment in my life, I kind of don't really feel like it. You know what it is? All right. You got to find that right person. That's the only thing I could think of. And honestly, no offense to the women I've dated. Don't take offense to it. Calm yourself down. Cool your jets. But clearly you weren't the right person for me. You know, I'm still friends with a couple with some of my exes. Some of them are really close friends. But other than that, I mean, obviously, you know, they're exes for a reason. You know, if you broke up with them or if they broke up with you, it was for a reason. I don't think you should ever really get back with the person you broke up with, because clearly there was a reason why that person didn't want to be with you, or vice versa. You didn't want to be with them, and then you're going to get back together. It's just ridiculous and stupid. So exes are, you know, exes for a reason. So what was I going with that? The fuck am I talking about? I'm losing my goddamn mind. Anyways, moving on. You get it. I'm really not 100%. Oh, wow. Okay. So, like I said, you got to, like, there's got to be that one person where you just meet. And, I mean, I'm not saying you have to meet them and all of a sudden, boom, sparks are flying. But it's like, if you know someone and you happen to click one day and it's just like that, I don't know. I feel like that there is that feeling of being in love. And, because I've had love for people, you know, like for my exes before, but I don't think it was real love, to be quite honest with you. I thought I did. I thought I knew what real love was. I have no idea. I feel like if it was real love, it would have stayed. It would have stuck. I'd be married by now. I probably wouldn't be doing this fucking podcast. Just don't know, you know. I think you know when you know, is that that's what it comes down to. And, it's, and I feel like back in the day, it was a lot. Well, it was also frowned upon if you got like divorced and stuff like that. But that's aside the point. It's difficult to meet people and have that real serious connection and want to actually spend the rest of your life with that person. You know, that's serious. Okay, so anyway, moving on. You know what pisses me off? I'm just right out the gates. Famous actors in commercials. Like, give those fucking people that are trying to make it those jobs. Why am I looking and Morgan Freeman is doing a commercial? Like, what the fuck is happening? Is he not making enough money? You know, I mean, that goes for a lot of actors. I'm trying to think who does that Sprint commercial. But you know what I'm talking about. It's like there are spots for other people. And essentially they're given these. I don't know. They're trying to sell something. And they think because fucking Jack Black is telling me I'm going to want to. I don't know why I chose Jack Black. Let's think. Brad Pitt. Let's pretend Brad Pitt's been in the commercial. I have no idea if he ever has been. But, you know, because Brad Pitt's washing his hair with fucking Pantene Pro-V doesn't mean I'm going to go buy it because Brad Pitt's using it. I mean, these people don't even use these products probably. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just give these jobs. I don't know why I'm getting so angry about it, but it really does annoy me. I forget what commercial it was specifically. I should have wrote it down. But it was a really stupid commercial. It was done poorly. You would think it would be done better because it was with an actor, an actual actor. Not saying these people who do commercials aren't really actors, you know, but let's be serious here. Anyways, you know what I wanted to do today, though? I was talking about last week. I was talking about it. Oh, actually, hold on a second. I got to do a little plug for myself. If you feel a little funny about wedding stuff or being married or having kids and you're you want to tell me your thoughts or try to sell me on marriage. As in, you know, giving me the good things about it. Email in justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know. Tell me your story. Tell me your love story. If you tell me an amazing love story, I will read it on next week's podcast. Even though it's Memorial Day, and I'll be talking about probably a party or something like that that I went to or that I'm a part of. So if you have an amazing romantic love story and you've been with the person for a long time and you don't see any end ever, obviously, in the future, write in, tell me your love story, and I'll read it on the podcast. justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear it. I'm curious. Like I said, if you could sell me on having kids or getting married, by all means, give it a shot, because I've kind of lost it. And if you could sell me on it, hats off. If not, I mean, you know, it's a little challenge. I'm throwing a little challenge out there for you. Write in, like I said, give me your best romantic story, and I'll be the judge. So again, justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. So quickly before I go into my next thing, I signed up for affiliate program with Blue Apron. Okay, you know what Blue Apron does, right? You order from them, and they send you every single thing it takes to make a meal. So, for instance, if you're having steak and mashed potatoes, I'm just fucking throwing something out there. They're gonna give you the seasoning. I'm talking anything from anything. They're gonna give you the salt. You know, the amount of salt they're going to give you, it's pretty crazy. It really is cool. There are other places that do it similar, but Blue Apron is a popular one. Essentially, like I said, you make your own meals with their products, and you get it delivered, I think, weekly. I'm not 100% sure, so I got to do a little more research. But I did, you know, I signed up for their affiliate program to be able to advertise on here. I didn't want to start, and I think they actually accepted it, but I need a website, because when I went onto it and checked, it said zero clicks. So I think I need to have a website for them to actually put it on, unless if they could write me what most sponsors or advertisers do. And I could read off the read, the advert, basically. And I did not get that. So I don't know where to go from that. So I'm just waiting. I might call and contact them, actually. And hopefully, maybe by next week, I'll start making money off of this podcast. Which will be fun, you know, because in the end, it really is a hobby. It's fun. I love doing it every Monday. And I want this show to grow. And eventually, like I said, I've been talking about this for weeks. I know you're probably getting sick of hearing it. But I want to eventually and hopefully now soon, I want to get more. I want to do the podcast as well as YouTube. So I want to videotape this. I want to videotape my gestures and be able to connect a little bit more. You know, I'm networking as it is on the podcast with you guys. And if I could visually network with you guys, even better. So let's see what happens in the next couple of weeks. I'll try to tone it down with rambling about it. But I am going to try to contact Blue Apron. And I'm going to see what because, like I said, they didn't email me back. But when I signed into my account, it seems like I got approved. So I'm going to contact them, find out, and maybe next week you'll actually hear my first advertisement. I'll try to make it funny, but also quick-ish. You know, you get it. All right. So What I wanted to talk about was, well, not what I wanted to do. I wanted to do random facts because this is just being honest. So if I'm going to be honest, I want honest, dead, truthful facts, whether they're funny or not. It doesn't matter. Let's see. Excuse me. Okay. So this happens to be BuzzFeed again. I love BuzzFeed, man. Shit. BuzzFeed.com. This is 42 incredibly weird facts. What does it say? It's like a little small print. You'll want to tell people down the pub. Okay. All right. So this is, hold on one second. Let me get a little set up. Get another cigarette going. Okay. So you guys ready? I'm ready. I obviously, yet again, like I always do, I don't prepare for anything. I hope that's something that you guys appreciate, because I like to, what's the word I'm looking for? Experience. I like to experience it as you're experiencing it. So I don't pre-read anything in advance, but I'm going to start doing some research. So I could have more facts. I got to get a little bit more serious when it comes down to that, or this show will never grow. You know, it is a, I've mentioned this before, this is a place to come and escape the world, escape the reality of your stress, your work day, your Monday. It's a 30 or so minutes to hang out with your boy, talk about random nonsense. And if you send in any topics, I will discuss them. JustBeingHonestPodcast@gmail.com. And here we go. This is 42 weird, incredibly weird facts. I love shit like this, personally. And, excuse me. I'm not going to go through all 42, obviously. If anything, I'll go as far as I can go, and then I'll make a little notation, and I'll finish them off next week, if we even want to do that. All right, so number one is the longest time between two twins being born is 87 days. What the fuck? No. Wait, what? Hold on. The longest time between two twins being born is 87 days. That's really bizarre to me. It's really weird. I'm assuming it's a real fact. I mean... Okay, I don't know. That's really strange to me. I mean, okay. That's bizarre, but it's 42 incredibly weird facts. That's fucking weird. The longest time between two twins being born is 87 days. All right, moving on. Wow. Number two, the world's deepest post box is in Tsusami Bay in Japan. I hope I'm saying that right. Tsusami, Tsusami Bay in Japan. It's 10 meters underwater. Why? 10 meters is like 30 feet. It's actually a little more than 30 feet. It's like 32 feet. Why the fuck is it underwater? What the hell? Why? Oh, my God. They do the weirdest things, huh? No offense. I actually have listeners out there, and I didn't know that until recently. I checked the map on, where people are listening to it from, and it's the usual. L.A., Kansas, New York, New Jersey. And just spread around, you know, a little bit here, Colorado, places a little bit, you know, all over the country. To have listeners in Japan and China and stuff like that is fucking awesome. So I don't even know what to say to you guys, but thanks for listening. It's awesome. Okay, so three. In 2007, an American man named Corey Taylor tried to fake his own death in order to get out of a... Wait, all right, hold on. I'll do one more time. I read a little bit ahead and it's ridiculous. In 2007, an American man named Corey Taylor, I'm blowing you up, son, tried to fake his own death in order to get out of his cell phone contract without paying a fee. It didn't work. Oh my God, I'm sorry. That is really the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my entire life. Wow. And that definitely is a fact. You could just tell some asshole trying to pull something like that off. Wow. Okay, 4. The oldest condoms ever found date back to the 1640s and were made of animal and fish intestines. Ugh. What the fuck? Just don't wear it. Oh, God, that's weird. Nothing to say about that one. Because, yeah, the first thing I think about when I'm about to have sex is, let's put on some fish intestines. What the hell? Okay, 5. In 1923, jockey Frank Hayes won a race at Belmont Park in New York. Despite being dead, he suffered a heart attack mid-race, but his body stayed in the saddle until his horse crossed the line for a 20-1 outsider victory. What the fuck? Wait, hold on 1 second. In 1923, jockey Frank Hayes won a race at Belmont Park in New York. Despite being dead, he suffered a heart attack mid-race, but his body stayed in the saddle until his horse crossed the line for a 20-1 outsider victory. That's fucking crazy. That is nutty. The dude died mid-race, due to a heart attack, and he still was able to stay on. That left me speechless. Holy shit. That's crazy. All right, that's really weird. Okay. 6. Everyone has a unique tongue print. I actually knew that. Just like fingerprints. I knew that. So that's a little fact that I knew. Hold on, let me fix the mic. Hello. Everyone has a unique tongue print. I knew that. Boom. In your face. I don't know why I'm cocky about knowing something that's stupid. Actually, quick story about that. I'm pretty sure a criminal was running out. This is like, I'm not really sure when back. It wasn't that far back. Maybe like 20 years ago or something like that, 10 years ago. It was on, I forget what show, one of those Crime Stoppers shows or whatever. Dude was running out of like a bank and his face smashed up against the glass because either the, you know how like usually there's two doors and one door is usually locked, from the bottom like a deadbolt. He assumed it was going to open and he smashed his face against it and his tongue print is what caught him, actually, I'm pretty sure, which is bizarre. I could be off with some of those facts, but whatever. 7. Most Muppets are left-handed. I'm a lefty. Because most Muppeteers are right-handed, so they operate the head with their favorite hand. I'm trying to see. Wait a second. Most Muppets are left-handed. Because most Muppeteers are right-handed, so they operate the head with their favorite hand. I don't know why I can't picture this. I'm picturing my hand shoved up a Muppet's ass, obviously. And if I was a right, I'm a lefty, so I'm trying to figure it out. Why? Hold on. I have to like literally use my... If my hand was up, I don't really know what a Muppet feels like in the inside. I'm not sure how the mechanics work. Your thumb. Yeah, I guess if they were working it like your thumb would be the left. I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of. I'm assuming they're using their thumb to operate the left hand from there. Yeah, that's the, yeah, all right, that's the only thing that makes sense to me, if that is even the case. That's interesting. It's not, you know, mind-blowing and revolutionary, but whatever. Eight. Female kangaroos have three vaginas. What the fuck? Okay. I wonder how that works. I wonder, there's no more information about that. Female kangaroos have three vaginas. All right. You heard it here first, people. On Just Being Honest podcast. The female kangaroos have three vaginas. You heard it here first. What the fuck? I wonder though if if they're saying they have three, if this is a fact, they're saying female kangaroos have three vaginas. I'm assuming each vagina works, because they wouldn't be calling it a vagina, obviously. So the only thing I could think of is that it doesn't matter which hole, that kangaroo getting pregnant. That's it. That's it, baby. I don't know. All right. I'm gonna move on from this weird kangaroo three vagina thing. Number nine. It cost the U.S. Mint almost twice as much to mint each penny and nickel as the coins are accurate. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Hold on. It cost the U.S. Mint almost twice as much to mint each penny and nickel as the coins are actually worth. Taxpayers lost over $100 million in 2013 just through the coins being made. Oh, my God. I mean, it's just stupid shit like that fucking irritates the hell out of me. Like, oh, my God, that... All right, I'm going to leave that one off as just being fucking annoyed. That just ruined my night. All right, number 10. What time is it, actually? Holy shit, it's almost 8 o'clock. I have to start getting ready for work. And we're almost done anyway. So I'll get to... All right, this will be the last one. I'll end off at 10. Light doesn't necessarily travel at the speed of light. The slowest we've... What? Oh, okay. light doesn't necessarily travel at the speed of light. The slowest we've ever recorded light moving is at 30 miles per hour. How the fuck did they do that test? That always blows my mind. How are they figuring that out? Like, what do you mean? I don't know. If anybody could explain that to me, write in and tell me, please. JustBeingHonestPodcast@gmail.com. The light doesn't necessarily travel at the speed of light. The slowest light we've ever recorded light moving at is 38 miles per hour. Someone write in and explain that to me. I'm not going to do the research. I could, but I'm not going to. I'm going to leave it to you to tell me. Because I don't understand. I just don't understand it. See, yet again, I see from last week, I mentioned last week how people don't say, I don't know enough. Well, there you go. I'm saying it right now. I have no idea what the fuck they're talking about right there. That doesn't make any sense to me. I figured light traveled, it doesn't matter what light, traveled at light speed. So, please tell me, explain, if you could break that down to me and explain to me how that works, write in and let me know. Why is light slowing and speeding up? You tell me. All right, that's the end of the show this week. I hope you enjoyed. And it's 8 o'clock now. I'm going to put it on my flash drive, and I'm going to upload it right when I get to work at 9 o'clock. All right? So sorry about the delay. It's, you know, it's about this time. I busted my ass all weekend painting and shit and moving and moving stuff, because I had to clear out the whole room. I had to take out a mattress. I had to take out a whole bunch of shit. And I'm a little beat. And now I have to go into work. and I don't get out of work until about 5:30-ish. Because I think I have two patients tonight, so I'll be there till probably like 5:30, 5:45-ish. All right, that's the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed. If you want to write in, you have any topics, any dilemmas, any car troubles, if you could explain to me why the fuck light doesn't travel at the same goddamn speed, you're right in. All right, justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next week.